The Garden of Rebirth by Don Nicholas. In the quaint town of Willowbrook, nestled beneath the shade of ancient oak trees, lived a man named Theodore. Theodore had reached a crossroads in his life. He was a retired school teacher, his once lively classroom now silent. His children had grown and moved far away, leaving him with an empty nest. While others his age embraced their retirement with enthusiasm, Theodore was lost in the melancholy of change. One warm and sunlit afternoon, Theodore decided to take a stroll along the edge of the forest that bordered his property. As he ventured deeper into the woods, he stumbled upon an overgrown path he had never noticed before. It beckoned him like a secret, a mystery waiting to be unraveled. The path led him to a place of unimaginable beauty, the Garden of Rebirth. Glistening with vibrant flowers and hues that Theodore had never seen before, the garden seemed untouched by time. It was a sanctuary of nature's wonder, a place where the passage of seasons was a harmonious ballet and where age had no dominion. As Theodore stood there in awe, a soft and melodious voice spoke, "Welcome, dear traveler, to the Garden of Rebirth." He turned to find a group of ethereal figures bathed in radiant light, hovering gracefully. They were angels, their presence undeniable, and their eyes filled with a deep kindness. The angels guided Theodore through the garden, leading him to a serene, crystal-clear pond. Its surface mirrored the sky and the surrounding flowers, creating an illusion of infinite beauty. The water whispered secrets of renewal and hope. The tallest angel, Serafina, spoke, "Theodore, in this garden, time has no hold over you. It is a place where endings transform into beginnings, where your soul can rejuvenate. This is your chance to embrace the new chapter in your life." With an understanding smile, Theodore dipped his hand into the pond. As he did, his reflection shimmered, showing not just the lines of age, but also the light of a hopeful heart. Serafina touched Theodore's hand, and a burst of warmth coursed through him. Theodore felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude and transformation, as though a burden he had carried for years had lifted. The angels sang a celestial melody, and the garden's blossoms danced in time, celebrating Theodore's rebirth. As he walked back along the forest path, Theodore knew that his life was about to change for the better. He found a renewed sense of purpose and joy, no longer dwelling on what had passed, but eagerly anticipating what was to come. The Garden of Rebirth had worked its magic, and he was ready to embrace his new chapter. He began volunteering at the local school, sharing his wealth of knowledge with a new generation of eager minds. He joined the town's gardening club and helped tend to the community's blossoming flowers. He even started writing a book about his experiences, a testament to the transformative power of unexpected encounters and the beauty of embracing change. Theodore's story spread throughout Willowbrook, inspiring others to venture into the woods to discover their own Garden of Rebirth. In the heart of nature's enchantment, Theodore found his purpose anew, showing everyone that life's transitions could be the most beautiful chapters yet to be written.